Hey.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone, depending where you're joining from. My name is Julia Myers, and I'll be your moderator today, along with Dinara and Adam translating. Today is Saturday, October 28th, 2023, and I would like to welcome you to join Lama Trinley. For our second webinar of the Mahamudra, a Song of Realization Essence course. And actually, since we've all done this many times already, without further delay, I would like to welcome our beloved resident teacher, Lama Trinley.
Padin zabe lamma rumbo che da ge se wo pe me den yo ga jin jin bu gon ne ji zon de ku son to jin wo do za do so da so sen je tom je je lo chu son ro wa sen je la do so chu lon don ro wa sen je la do so lan chu wa ze wa sen je la do so chu wa yi hi son char wa sen je la do so good morning and good afternoon and good evening to my brothers and sisters. Again, we are here to discuss about Mahamudra. As last time we talked, or last time also we received from Rinpoche's teaching, that's Ganges Mahamudra, and then we have also kind of a discuss about that, and every month kind of a webinar. So last month we taught that Mahamudra, that I gave that highlighted the ground Mahamudra and the path of Mahamudra and result of Mahamudra. And last time we taught that first one, that's a ground of Mahamudra, that we are he just had a chimbo de the name Lama le Dongwa Nyene to be ding la pap de la tening around so so ki tene zombie dondo jene tene tawa number tawa ki jula jeva she bate tene yes had a chimbo se shatang yes had a chimbo se ati da take on he joya jetan then lotto ji ge yo de then zhong du ji joya ji wen su tin de ji ji yo sa ma re de yan na yang then ta de zo ro ko la me yang then da dong tan ni la de ni nga zo le ji ko da ji ji nga chu yong te la de ne song ye ji xie ne han lam da tian zhe jin yin sa li song song de wo ji ge ko dong de wo ji yue gu gu le si
la so la so as we've mentioned this this Mahamudra is you know, something that we receive from the Lama. And it is sort of, we could say, the pith, essence of what is contained in all the sutras and tantras. And to approach it, we can follow the principle that through listening or hearing and studying, we resolve the ground. We come to an intellectual resolution. This is now talking about the ground of Mahamudra. And then through contemplation, we cut through exaggerations and denials regarding the ground, the view of the ground. And then finally, we realize the completely pure view. And so this pertains to what is called the ground Mahamudra. And so in general, you know, this is not something that can be done with the ordinary conceptual mind. We cannot just rely on the ordinary conceptual mind thinking about it. However, you know, with the sort of signs or metaphors and Dharma terminology used by the Lama, then we can receive instruction. We can receive explanation and instruction. And through that, we take that. And with our own contemplation, we can arrive at a place, oh, it's probably like that. It should be like that. We can arrive at that kind of conclusion. And, you know, we also need to go through those steps.
Ta tinda veke ye sa ja chim bo te ta be ting la phep sa du ta ta wa nam ba ta ba ki ka le re yu le jie ya ka le re ta wa nam ba ta ba ji yu le jie ba te de na long gom bi nyo so long ne chu ngue se rong ju le chu a ka le sang tu ya na rong te la o ji pa han ju ya se ta wa te to ye me de ju Jaya ke chido tene gombe nyonso len gugyoriz. Tela tene lan shaja chenbo se tene rebu shaja chenbo se ya ti ta gomba rabjan ta shenne tene taba tene nguyoso tene nguyendo chupa tela tene taba to se ya tene tela tene rebu shaja chenbo se tene higyoriz enge katsongkya ki yinba. Ta tene teke ki naone ta tene nga zo tene lan shaja chenbo te gombe nyonso len ya ti ke tola
So basically, in brief, this ground path and fruition of Mahamudra. And so, first of all, one has to resolve, come to a conclusion, a definitive resolution about the view. This is the completely pure view. And then that view has to arise in one's mind stream, that completely pure view. And so once that view arises, dawns in the mind stream, then we have to, on the path of Mahamudra, habituate to it, meditate or habituate to it. To take it into our own experience. And so we have to, you know, actually, familiarize our mind. This is it, this is not it. And through meditation, through repetition. And then finally, the result, Mahamudra, is when we take that process of meditation or habituation to its conclusion, and the actual view directly actually arises. And this is also called realizing the view, the realization of the view. So that is how it is generally described, and it's how we described it before. And so today, the topic that we will look at is called the path, Mahamudra. And so, which is also the process of taking the teaching into our experience through meditation. So I will try to share that as much as I can.
Tela Shetanki ta Shetang de Govan Shi Yi Yana Tane de Lopen Yinke Sumbana Yinki Tembe Tom Chu Nom Niti Land Tope Dani Tose Sanji Jandin de Sangya Pig Chu Din Do Duna Tene Lungtu Yinji Dani Jinji Riz Song Yuris
Loto Ni
Long to Toba, long.
Lambda Toba.
long sena de sculpture le chela gdo long sena ta song je jang den de ge song ya pe ke den som
Oh,
a
Dennis.
la so pata tin da we ke long chue tong
Oh,
den
long. Last.
ni se chue yin de nyang so long ne den ya ka la ta wa ngue so 多吧，点了多不去。
那是，那是了，啊，得令的，得给开，你熟悉不讲多，哎呀我，
浪荡刀背，是个大年经济日子，等呢，但。
那是，去咨询的。냠스 렘베 아니 타와 응스 토 시니 토케
안 된다. 컵데이스 거아. 니 용자인다. 소펜 이니 그 상르데. 담베 톰추 노 놈니 데 손제 정된데 그 추데라트는 넘바 니유레서. 근데 티 넘바 니티 카레리세나 롱도 토페 다니 토세. 다 롱크 추던 토페 추세야 제게. 넘바 니 지부 유레세야 데 다니 토스. 다 텐데 엔드테나 하고 추데 카레리 나 타팁 도모텔럿
나서 나서 하고서 온다 So in general, if we want to step back and talk about this, then the great Pandit Vasubandhu, he said, then the sublime Dharma teachings basically have two dimensions: the Dharma of scripture and the Dharma of realization. And so, in brief, the Dharma of scripture, the Dharma of the text, or the Dharma that can be spoken about, we need to practice that correctly, appropriately. And through that, the view can be directly realized. And when that view is directly realized, that's called the Dharma of realization.
Tiendu ta ndona te long chu ti kare le se na tenen sonje chamden de kare kore ke idea na o mare ho te ore ta ti mata chu jo chala so
Come back.
long chu de ta so gen da ton na da da wa non da ki ju la che be se de ta tu son sa yo de che pe ke son ji ke son be ke ka tan jin jong ki pa na ge dan ya pe ke tin chu te so la da se dan ke long chu se da de do ro ko son ji ke idea da o te so ko tu se ya ke chi do lo zon se ya te la long chu se 되네 아 도피치 세야티 다 대용 되네 투바장의 야마야바티 고 고도장의 야마야바티네 썸베 존도지네 된타 곰비 뇨송 로마나 되네 디톱 딜레 토픽에 히랩텔라 되네 도피치 세야티 세교서라
Nasula, Nasula. So, basically, when we talk about the Dharma of Scripture, the Dharma that can be expressed through words and scriptures and so on, this is what is the object of our listening, contemplating. It is what has been taught by the Buddha in his sermons and his sutras, and by the great learned masters of the past in their commentaries and their compositions. And so all of that comprises what is called the Dharma of Scripture. Basically, what this is it's a way for us, for the Buddha to transmit an idea, or for us to get an idea of what the Buddha is trying to say. And to get an intellectual comprehension of the idea the Buddha is trying to communicate. And so that is the Dharma of scripture. And then the Dharma of realization is not just listening or learning, not just forming an intellectual understanding, but having contemplated what we've learned, actually putting it into practice, taking it into our own experience through meditation. And then we can have a realization. Through realization, actual prajna or insight can arise. And so that is the Dharma of realization.
So tatin dewe ke rang do tope ke chu te ten gu pe ke gu den nim bon ra de kare de se na ta nga cho lo chu de be ke sen jin nam de na lo man cho wa ke chi do song ya ba ji de na ta lo man cho wa se on ka su kare kare de la gu se na ta sen ji ne lo chu tong ji je ne lo 가래인바
What is the essential purpose of this Dharma of scripture, the Dharma that is contained in the words? The essential purpose of that is to transform the confusion within the minds of sentient beings into non-confusion. It is to make the confused minds of sentient beings unconfused minds. And so that is the essential purpose. And when we talk about an unconfused mind, that relates to actually what is the underlying nature of the mind and also the underlying nature of all phenomena. And so if we don't, having previously not known that, not recognized that underlying nature of the mind and all phenomena, it is in order for us to establish actual knowledge and recognition of what that nature is. And that should be in harmony with the way things actually are, with the underlying truth of our natural condition. So when we talk about knowing the underlying nature of the mind, we talk about recognizing or knowing the underlying nature of the mind, which is also the underlying nature of all phenomena. We can also just say understanding the underlying nature of all phenomena. And so this nature is not something new. It's not something newly created. It's not something, you know, some special new thing that we have to produce that is not there already, that we have to find and produce. It's not like that. That it is not like that, and then we make it so. That is not how it is. It is not new, some new special thing. It is actually also, this nature of the mind is also called ordinary mind. It is what has always been with us, always been the underlying nature of the mind from the very beginning. And so it is also called the natural flow, the natural state of the mind, as it is, as it already is. It is also described as empty lucidity, the union of emptiness and clarity. It is also described as the union of appearances and emptiness. And so to rest in an uncontrived, totally unfabricated way in that is what is called recognizing the nature of mind. And of course, we have to familiarize with that through meditation.
他听着的给三级内陆我写了把的绝巴西巴拉嗯我当我说了是当个三级内陆的那种说个句了一对嘛你的约的吧嗯对大的嗯就算你个咋一个农楼的那种尿的约的吧约的那样对我嘛希巴个精神卡的人生呢 Tā tsōwō tē, tē nē ngā tsō sēn nye mō bātāng, nā tō kē tū tā dē jū chō nē. Tē nē nā tō tō nye mō bā kē pā hiō kē, nā tō tō nye mō bā hiō kē pā chē sōng wā rā wā, lā sōng wā rā wā. Tē nē nā tō tō nye mō bā tē tsō kē ngā tsō lā tē sēn kē nē lō kē. तो ते तो न्यम बा याई को कोकेन रा वजाने माटे बा कोके छोमा छोसमा रा वजे रेडियो रिस
कोके सना
आ गे
गे दिदी थामाला गोके रा सोंग
गोकी मरबे ते या यों जा यंदा
ओ ते थाम थामा सिक माथो दिदी शंदा चासा हा को सोंग ती गोके
Go cap. Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Oh. The opportunity.
Opportunity. Ah, lasso. Conda. Lasso. Go cap. Go cap. Lasso. Lasso, Tucci. So, so this underlying nature of the mind, which must be recognized, which we are attempting to recognize. So it has been with us, it has been in us from the very beginning, always there. So if it has been with us from the very beginning, always there, why have we not recognized it? Why do we not recognize it? The essential reason is the kleshas, the afflictive emotions and thoughts in our mind are constantly confusing, creating confusion, you know, confusing our mind stream in the sense that by the power of these afflictive emotions, these kleshas and these thoughts, we are lost, we are carried away by our thoughts and emotions. And therefore, we do not recognize this underlying nature that we already have that has always been with us from the very beginning. And so we need to create we need to create an opportunity to recognize that nature. Di sunyana?
Re, Then not do the Niamo, but the Hill Chair, Trani, then Pangato Tetsog Nyan, the last one is Indutanala, Dona, not to Tambason Jam, then they get some big chew, garden Rajina, Toma, then Niamo, but not do this of my hair jeton, Niamo, but not do this of not do the Niamo, but this of pa. Jua xia jie dong, di su ngu xia xia jie ge qi du song ge bu qiu zhong zhong le yi si.
Lasso. And lasso la. So therefore, because these afflictive emotions and thoughts are constantly taking away our opportunity to recognize our own nature, we are lost into them, we are carried away by them, following after them, these thoughts and emotions, then we don't recognize what we already have. And so in brief, all of the teachings that are taught by the Buddha, we can say, relate to understanding these emotions and thoughts that we have, transforming our emotions and thoughts, recognizing these emotions and thoughts. This is a crucial point.
Recognizing nature of emotions, thoughts. No, Jacob. Tien du tena la, dona tana nga zo, ta, chupa chi yin se ne, kasi nga zo, chu dung ni chi yin se na, ta, churong chu dung ni chi rin dou tu mundu ke, ta na chi kawal ta gu gu se na, churong zo, nye mo ba de ma, ngo, na tu ya chi to, nye mo ba de yo, on du ma son wa chi to, nye mo ba de shon na yo, de so, ya de ne, Karenda de Churong He Nayang Kasiti Nyemobang Ngo Naya Jaitan Pa Nyemobati Jurashiya Sata Bena Hedong Rawaji Jenayang Tene Transforming into Compassion So on Tatinda Wake Gone Titone Jurashiya Tan Yene Mena tene ti nyemo ba te rongo hia ti ke nature recognizing and resting with that. If you're not able to do that, no matter what you practice, no matter what you know, tene churong chupa nomba taba ji maris, chu tenyo tene churong rongju le to ja ma to na ti ke pinto yo maris ya tere ta.
So in brief, you know, perhaps we like to say, I'm a Dharma practitioner. I practice the Dharma. And so if we want to say that, then the question comes, well, you know, what is the measure of our practice? You know, have we, in a sense, earned the right to call ourselves a Dharma practitioner? What does that depend on? And so actually, it's whether we have reduced the power of our own kleshas, of our afflictive emotions. Has that happened? You know, are we able to not fall under their power? Also, can we transform them? And then when they do arise, do we know their essence? Are we able to know their essence? And so this is something we have to examine ourselves and to see whether or not we are a authentic Dharma practitioner or not. And so if we are practicing correctly, then we should be able to reduce the power, you know, that gonen is literally like suppressing the head. but the meaning is perhaps like reducing the power, right, of afflictive emotions, or transform them. And so when we say transform them, for example, let's say anger arises. Can we turn that anger into compassion and so on? So this is an example of transforming an afflictive emotion. And then also knowing their essence. So recognizing and resting in the essence of the afflictive emotion, of the klesha. So if we cannot practice like that, if our practice is not yielding those results, if we can't do those things, then we are not a pure, authentic practitioner of the Dharma. And whatever we think we're practicing, we are not a pure and authentic practitioner of the Dharma. And the way we're practicing is not really benefiting us.
Sāntō nā tāngi kārī lēgurī sīnā, ngā rāntō chū dōb sēdū tēnā lētā, sōsō kē nē kēp nyēmō tō nā tō kē dōngā tīsō lē tā tōyā jē tō. Tā tō tēnē sōsō rōng tā chā dō rō kētī chū tōm jī jē nē lū tsū kēn tō tō nē tēnē kōwā lē tō tōyā jē kē chī dō rē tēn dō tēnā lā. Tā tēn rā bē kē ngā tō kē tsū jī yōng kōng yōng tā lē tōng bō pā lā sī tōng tōng nē tē rā kā nē nyē mō bā pā ngō nē tōyā jē tōng jōr tōyā tōng rōngō hī yā tē sō tē tsē sī tōng tōng chā sōng tsō tōyā tē kā lē kā bō rē tē yī nā yā ngā tō tē rā jē kē jī tō yīmbā jī hā kō nē tē rā jē kē jī tō pā apply zō yā jī tsā rō kē tē bē shū tōng yā jē kē sōng lō yō yō gu yā tē pē kē jī mō rē ndā wō sōng gō yō yō sī
Okay, that's all. So what I'm saying here is that the practice of the Dharma, when we talk about accomplishing the Dharma, it is like that. And you know, it has to, our practice of the Dharma needs to be applied the temporary emotions and thoughts that are within ourself and the suffering that they cause. We have to apply it to that. And that application of the Dharma needs to be in harmony with the underlying nature of all phenomena. And if it does, the purpose then is to liberate ourselves from samsara. So that is really the purpose. And of course, as a beginner in this practice, it is very difficult to, you know, experience the suppression or the reduction in power of our afflictive emotions, the transformation of our afflictive emotions, the seeing the actual essence of the afflictive emotions. Of course, that is difficult, and one doesn't expect ourselves as a beginner to be able to fully do those, but it is rather that we understand that that is what it's about, that we apply ourselves towards that, and that we have the intention to do those. So that's really what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah, that in the Donna that send you more and more my hip out on the net, shoot on the net, almost use. Topa la part, Jopa Sipak, Parti, Chikun, that it, Naronzo, number topa, the San Niemonto, Nanto, so Yendu Tanala, that is so Toma, ma, dates, children, Roya, Mangone, Siak, Chidula, then a Jedzogroka, San Luposia, JK, Taki, Jetanris, that tail at the Nanatsuki, Chene, Seguris.
Oh, that's so. So in brief, this nature of our mind, which we have not recognized, then the principal obstacle to recognize this nature that we already have, as we said, is our own afflictive emotions and thoughts. That is the principal main obstacle to recognizing our own nature. And therefore, in order to reduce the power of those, and to begin to suppress the power of these thoughts and emotions, and to make our mind relaxed and loose, we have what is called shamatha, the practice of calm abiding. So we're now practicing within the Mahamudra tradition, the Mahamudra style. And so this style is sometimes described as finding the view through the meditation. And so within this tradition, within this approach to practice, first we begin with shamatha, with a calm abiding practice, and then step by step, we move through the practices until arriving at vipassana, insight meditation, at which point we directly meditate on the wisdom, the insight, prajna, of the absence of self. So that is what we're the style we're practicing here. There is also the Dzogchen, or the great perfection tradition and style, which is known as finding the meditation through the view. So that also exists, that different approach. But here, now, we're practicing within the Mahamudra tradition. And therefore, because of that, first of all, we begin with shamatha, with calm abiding, and we meditate on that. And through that, we begin with that. And the reason for beginning with that is to reduce the power of our thoughts and emotions, and also to make the mind more stable.
Ta tin da ve ke chen nei de la yang se ta te ti pa tom chi ke non de song ya pe ka ti pa che song ka re na ta chen nei chen se ta ko chen nei zwan de la chi pa hi ra yo ma re te te yong chung ma che do ro ko san ma hi wa tong san tem bo ne ya che ki chi do che do ro ko pe chong ya tel chi pa la chi pa yo ma re ye na yang ta ne ti pa chim bo ta ne sa je chim bu chen nei de la yang zi chi pa ka re yo re se na se ta ke de la ta kolong ke chipa jay tang tene mipa tong tem monyong ke chipa he zi yu yin sari
mipa da
tap tap mang nyam
tap mang laso mipa da tap mang laso laso so in general, when we talk about shamatha, calm abiding, this exists in all of the Buddhist vehicles. So there's, lesser or greater vehicles. And in general, there's not really big differences in shamatha in a general sense. All of these different Buddhist approaches practice shamatha for the purpose of pacifying the mind and making the mind more stable. However, within the Mahayana tradition, and specifically the Mahamudra tradition, then there is some differences in the practice and use of shamatha. And those differences come down to the motivation, differing motivation, differing objects of focus, and the use of many, many methods. So these are some differences that can be found.
So then sada chimbu kene te tone sitang go ngi so de sanji ngor re se ne hi gi yo mare te yen na yang khene te dong nyom de te ce jer kala re sanji sengo dong chong zin re de ba je ke tone song gyo re pe na ta sin sin mi khene ra wo jin na ta sen lhe lhe sin ne de sen da kala re sanji to do pa ya ji re ma toke ma object stand to pa mi pate ya mari sen korong to do mi pate ni ya ji ro sen mi khane se ati open awareness se ati resting in the open awareness the awareness korong awareness to do pa ya ya ro ta ti te ne sa da chim bo ke tomo ma yin pa ke khini gam tong ji yin sa le te ti pa wo ma ni tu shen do te so ke to do pa ji den ra ji khini gam ji yo sa ma le
Ah, that's a lot. Oh, that's so.
Ni tu shen do te so ke rong rai kin leng yo ma ra rong rai kin ma leng du te na rong ke to lu rong so ya ya ti kin leng yo ma ra
So in the Ma Mudra tradition, in the shamatha approach or a calm abiding approach within the Ma Mudra system, then there is also the we can say that the aspects of the experience and practice of the nature of mind are kind of blended or mixed with the shamatha approach in the Ma Mudra system. And so, for example, when we talk about shamatha without support or without characteristics, then this is all we could also call that open awareness practice. And so then the mind is just relaxed and it's just resting in open awareness. And so this is differs from other styles of shamatha practice, because in this style of open awareness practice, there's not a special particular object of focus. The mind is just resting in the mind. Awareness is just resting in itself. And so this we could call this a special uncommon shamatha approach within the Mahamudra system. That is not really found in other Buddhist approaches in the preceding vehicles, for example. And so the reason for this is that those preceding vehicles do not necessarily accept the existence of rangrik, of self-awareness. And so because they don't accept the existence of self-awareness, then they wouldn't necessarily encourage such a practice of resting in self-awareness.
Deyigendu tene tsijin ki khene yena yang object meditation shamatha meditation de yena yang ta ok tong le ke meditation de ji po de la tsang ya na breathing meditation de na yang tene ta ti pa wo ma ke de ola sam ba de zong ji ok tong yu po ha ko zong ji ma to ke de le tene misa yo ma re yena yang de sa de chim bu ke ta 사제 진봉에 대한 장소 근원도 송겹에게 오동에게 신이텔라 되네 오마동야동 셀로드 네야동 노도 야주야동 노노도 네야타 틴데베게 티케 탈르 칼레 동 동린 조 디예보데 찬념바셔야지. 데이트에 주만다고 제가 거네. 엄마 나주케네 감드테나라 엄마톤드테나라 마주부터네 제대로 그 어동이 예뻐 하코정지 교토네 야결이 되나 사제친부께 데 사진에는 장소근원도 소야베께 어동네 데 데이트 주반다고 지. 다 엄마톤드테나라 마 톤드테나라 테네 셀로라 장즈야 tani dansong ne chö au nong de chö ngop ta bö ngop de ngop tani nong de jang zi ya tani se lo de ma tong se ten de ba che ke ti se yon de tonal te so ke ya ngon de se lo li ma do de ma tong de se lo li ya yon wa ke ba tong te so la yang tai zi horizontal liberation de lo bo che sung de ta ten de che ke gap de wo che tai zi 용기열이 있는 다 되는 게 로마 운본은 보통 지게 되네 뒤 계속 양한테네 산정고 원초 초야로 오지 초야를 이렇게 꺾게로 이어야지 이나야 뒤 계속 원순 뒤갭 뒤에 되네 리파진 바레 있어야 제당 되네 산정고 원 있어야 지게 때 계속 희귀 말이 돼 이나야 대동 제 대와지 되네 마음 지서 원서 ngō tē yōng tē tē kēpsō tēne yēnī kē kēpsō yōng tōhāne ngā tō kē gāndi yāndā wā jē tēndā jē yōng tā wā nyō wāndā wā tē ngāne lēp tsā wāndā wā jē tēndā jē tsōng tsō yōng tō
Not so. So it's sort of like that. And then even in the case of shamatha with object, with support, then let's take, for example, one of the most common ones, the with the breath, taking the breath, the breathing as a support for our shamatha meditation. So the preceding vehicles before Mahamudra, then basically the practice of shamatha or calm abiding with the breath is just aware, mere awareness of the breath flowing in and out. Just that. Whereas in the Mahamudra system, especially as it's described in the Ocean of Definitive Meaning text, then the uncommon approach that's described there involves actually four aspects. And so, as we there's awareness of the breath as it flows out, then there's a pause when the breath is outside, then awareness as the breath as it comes in, and then a pause as it remains inside. And so, actually, in this approach described in the Ocean of Definitive Meaning, all four steps of the breath, exhalation, external retention, inhalation, and internal retention, are all equalized. They're held for an equal amount of time. So that is a particular unusual shamatha approach that is used in this Mahamudra tradition. And so in the vehicles, the preceding vehicles, the vehicles before Mahamudra, then there is basically awareness, I am breathing, that is there. But the breath itself is just left natural, and just there's just a natural in and out breath, just that, and then an awareness I'm breathing and a watching of that. Whereas in this Mahamudra approach, this that has its roots in this Ocean of Definitive Meaning, we are actually kind of altering the breath a little bit, because the breath is flows out, and then we keep it and pause with the breath out for a short period, then the breath is allowed to come in, and then we pause and keep the breath in for a short period. And so the breath is actually manipulated like that. And what this provides is a little bit of a possibility for what Mingyur Rinpoche calls horizontal liberation to occur. It provides a chance, especially for those of sharper faculties, practitioners who have sharper faculties, then there's this chance or opportunity to actually recognize the mind nature when we practice like that. Of course, when shamatha is presented, this particular approach to shamatha is being presented for the first time, the aspect of naked rigpa or naked awareness isn't part of the teaching or explanation. But later on, when we get the more complete teaching, we can become aware of that potential was there. And so it's possible that we'll arrive in that Naturally.
Te gendo tene te ma tsai pa tandang yang tene mi pa la san ti be ka so ta mi pa ta do chung chung dan tene hin bo dong tene ma me dong tene ko la so pa tene be mi pa la san ti be ka so te sa de chim bo ke ka so tene mi pa kan ru ti gyo re se na san sa rin z mi je to do ya se ya ji ke tene ra ge tan ji je yong pe so dong ge re. Sen ta te mi pa la te mi pa te sawa te la zamba me pa ti to de nyamba ya se ji pe sho tong ge ta tien de tong de na la che zo ro ko sen sawa tong sa rin z mi ti to de ya se on de ta tien de che zo ro ko sen jung wo de pe ta ni wo re de ya ta tien de we ke hene ke gong tong ki chi pa de cha tien de yo sa re ta se tong ni te la so pa de gi ke hene ke ka so te sen sa rin z mi se ya tien de ke pa ji ta ni ting u ge sa ma re.
So not only that, but also when it comes to the way that the mind focuses in shamatha practice. And so we can use a variety of focal objects, such as a small stone, a small piece of wood, a candle flame, a little image of the, of a Buddha or a deity, and so on. And so these objects of focus, when they're used in the Mahamudra approach to shamatha, then there's the aspect of clarity and awareness and resting. And so this, because part of the instruction, even when we're using a focal object like that, involves recognizing the clarity or lucidity of the mind and being without fixation, without grasping. And so to be clear and without grasping is quite close to the essence of mind. And so it's pushing us or nudging us towards that. And so that is again a special feature of the Mahamudra approach to shamatha, which I think in the Shravaka Yana teachings on shamatha, you wouldn't find references to the clarity and awareness at that time. They wouldn't use those. So this is another difference. Those are the
Right. Ah, tenin ta lang ke chi pa ta te chen ke chi pa lo ji de ze xu ba yin ta lang ke chi pa ka ri yu na lang tong te de ne ni tu ti pa wo ma tong chi ke lang tong te ta ten ba ni wa ya ba ye ga ya te ta lang tong zo ya yu le ti na ne de ne ma ta dong ha tong da me la so be ge de yi ma ta chu ru thu ne gom ba she ya te la de ne rāntōng kē gāṃsē yā jī tērā jī yā yō rē yīnā tēnā sācā chīmbō kē tēlā tā hōyōng chīpā tōmō māyīng pā tā tērā māyīng pā tēnē tēzō rō kā sēnjī ngō tōdō nyōmbā yāyā tōmbā nī kē tōdō nyōmbā yāyā tēlā tēnē rāntōng kē gāṃ yī yō rā.
Lasso. Lasso. So, I'd like to just briefly say a little bit about the differences also in the Vipassana approach, the insight meditation approach. It's because we already spoke about the shamatha differences. And so, within, for example, the Shravakayana approach, the main focus of their Vipassana or insight practice are the four foundations of mindfulness, or the four ways to establish awareness. And this is the main focus of their Vipassana practice. And they, within this, they look at the basic characteristics of suffering, impermanence, not self, and so on. And so those basic characteristics of existence are the main focus of their Vipassana or insight practice. However, in the Mahamudra system, the uncommon or special approach to Vipassana practice or insight meditation practice is actually to rest with the essence of mind, to actually rest the mind in emptiness. And so this is how one practices Vipassana in this Mahamudra system.
Ta tin de gendon na kon de long som ji du pa se ta ko wa 아 되네 만주백 아 마주든 추백에 그 추당 되네 냥에는 데바 만주백에 내일 세그나 다카레는 도나 디당 다티닌 로스가 롱가동 지바 단 콘디 롱섬주 듀베 추 탐지 되네 사자 준비된데 요와메 바 세니 추주거 되네 신노마가 탐지 추주거 이외 옌바 다티는 지모히 tāng ngō xī nē, tē tē ngī xīn zhōng bī gō nē, tē tē tō tō nyāmbā yāpa tē lā, lāng tōng tā tū pā tē yīn sē yā tē, tā tē rē kē sā chī kē lāng tōng tē tē rē, tā tē rē kē lāng tōng tē gāmbā xī pā lā tē nē, ngā tō yāng tē nē, tō mā tē nē, nō mā tāng chī sēn sū ngō xī pā, sēn yī tōng bā ngō xī pā, tōng bā hlāng zhō tō ngō xī pā, hlāng zhō rōng zhō tō ngō xī nē, tē tō tō nyāmbā yā yā tē sō lā tā, lāng tōng kē gāmb rē.
So, in brief, then to be able to see all phenomena and all phenomena of samsara nirvana. And so essentially what this refers to is when we talk about the phenomena of samsara, these are essentially means the phenomena of confusion. And the phenomena experienced through confusion. And when we talk about nirvana, this relates to non-confusion, the absence of confusion, which is the underlying nature experienced without confusion. And so the totality of all phenomena of both samsara and nirvana, of confusion and non-confusion, then within this path, within the Ma Mudra path, we see basically we recognize the mind essence as the Dharmakaya. And all the movements of mind, all the appearances of mind, thoughts, and all perceptions of the mind as the light or the luminosity of the Dharmakaya. And so to develop confidence in that, to develop certainty and confidence in that, to rest in that is what we can call the final or the ultimate vipassana or insight. And so this is the special, particular vipassana within the Mahamudra approach. And so, and to break it into different steps, we can say we meditate on all appearances as being as coming from mind, mind itself as emptiness, emptiness as spontaneous presence, and spontaneous presence as being naturally free or liberated. And so, these four steps in our Mahamudra journey are the focal point of vipassana or insight practice, and that is what we meditate on in the system.
tan do na nga zo san ji ngo de ngo hi ge re se ni ta ti hi na de no song ji pa re te ngo ma hi na tan ko wa lan chong ge re se tro song wa re se hi un de ta na la ta san ji ngo se ya te la kan run de ju yo re se na ta sa tong song dong ju pa ji de re se te hi ge re ta tin de we ge san sa tong song ju de ngo kan ru ngo hi ge re se un de ta na la ta nama san su ngo treba, san tongpa ngo treba, tongpa hondro do ngo treba se ya teke, tante weke ngo tre rinpa, tongpo suam teke ngo tre yung gyo re. Kaanye se na, ta san te satong sungjo kandru re se na, tongpo nga tsu tongpa ngo tre gyo re. Tongpa ngo tre yung de tena, ta shen nongo ke yo tamji, yo de majopa, choyo ma re se, de shen nongwa ki yo ta zubda tiro rija la sobe ke deso kare yena yon ta nga tsok ripi tahi chi na te kondo yon mato pa nga tsok kare chi yon nigo yon mari te yon dote nana shen nongwa ki yo tangchi tongba ni res te yon dote nana nga rong tsok karo te conceptually te tsuru kum te mai ta ya panda wo chiri mato ke te ngu su ta ya ke ze su chupa chi yon mari res tā tīndā wē kē shēn hōng wē kē yō tē yōng tē nē shēn hōng zhāng jī mā tō mē yōng tē tō tā shēn tē kāndō yō rē sē nē shēn tē lē tsō jī tā yōng tē yōng tē yōng zū pē shēn nā yōng tē nē yā tōng kā tō kāng tō yōng mā nī pā tā tīndā jī tōng wā tē lā tā shēn tōng bā nī sē chū tōng jī tōng bā nī sē yā tē lā tā tīndā jī rē sē pā ngō tō yōng wā rē 다 텐다베 그 센데 똥바 인강 공용 많이 받디 데레지나 다데 메바 메정지 데네 지용 메바지 레베스나 대용 말레스 데네 센 똥바 흔접 등 어제 이세티 그 돈에 사베게 차는 거 대용 결이 다 저런 뭐히 데 마통와 되는 통민 초세야티 나오기다 저런 그 센그 센라 쳇다운데 데네 지용 마통와 진 통와 되라 Tien tongwa jindowa, o ta tien sawe chariz, ta tien rawe gandowa na sen tongba yinbi junsen ichi jayon nongdo choba. Jayon nongwa tien mangaba yinbi junsen ichi tien rungi ji madrobi junsen ichi jayon nongdo chogwe bariz. Tien reke tene nongtong sungju du ngo khen yon de tene, tene yeba ta ngoto yeba tu lunjo rungjo du ngo tripa siya ti, ta nrewen rawa chiri. Ta tien rawe chike sen nongtong sungju du ngo hi, Di to do nyamba yato na, dine da to nam to do nyamu karenda de shona yon, di ngondo pa jezuro ko chonro gyo yoba jedo. Di ngondo dine temrowa. Di ngondo nye choba, di gdan de dona pachi don, di donga la soba koyon di yoma res. Rong hyo ke chonro gyo res. Kowa lan chi zigen ching gyo yoma res.
Nasa, tate pichit. Tutsit just shura. Nga la ke pomendo e nila konsa.
Re, gong data chik ten jo pa ti pa jo ko ten reis.
Ah, tutsit. Konsa pichit. Sagorwa. Beo. Lasso. So, in brief, in conclusion, we can say, then if one recognizes the nature of the mind, there is awakening. There is awakening as Buddha. If it is not recognized, we continue to wander in samsara. And so, what is the underlying nature of the mind? It is said to be empty clarity, emptiness and clarity. Or empty lucidity. How can we come to recognize empty lucidity or empty clarity? It is through the first three pointing out instructions that we receive in this Maha Mudra system. All appearances come from mind. Mind is emptiness. Emptiness is spontaneous presence. These first three pointing outs. That is how we can come to recognize the union of emptiness, and clarity. And so within the teaching, first of all, we're introduced to the aspect of emptiness. That is what is first introduced. All phenomena are emptiness. And so when we look out at the external things that we perceive, they don't truly exist as concrete objects from their side. They're not truly established, truly solid, as one would think they are. And so this is the objects of our visual consciousness, our auditory consciousness, our smell, our taste, our sense of touch. And so when we examine them with reasoning, with our intelligence, we cannot concretely find solidity there. We can't ultimately find them. And that is how they're described as having the nature of emptiness. And so and this we have the concepts that they're there, but we can't find the objects themselves to concreteness of the objects to back up our concepts of them. So then we can come to this conclusion that so-called outer objects don't truly exist concretely from their side. Then comes the question, what about the mind then? What is the mind then? And again, we examine the mind and we cannot pinpoint it. We cannot pin it down. We cannot find what color it is, what shape it is, where it actually can be pinpointed. And so, because we cannot find that, we come to the conclusion that the mind is emptiness also. So, therefore, all phenomena, outer and inner, are established as emptiness. But when we say emptiness, does that mean that there's just nothing there at all? that it's just a blank nothingness or a void? No, it does not mean that. Why? Because of the aspect of spontaneous presence, the aspect of awareness and clarity, clear and vivid awareness. When we look at the mind in that way, we look for some kind of essence, as that is said in the teachings, the famous quote, to not see anything at all is the supreme seeing. And so that is the aspect, because there is the aspect of clarity or lucidity, not just emptiness. And so anything can appear, anything whatsoever can appear, and it continues to appear in an unobstructed way. And that is the spontaneously present aspect. And so that leads us to what is called the unity of appearances and emptiness. The unity of appearances and emptiness is expressed by the fourth pointing out instruction. Spontaneous presence is naturally free. And that is like a result of the others. It is like an output or a result. And so if we can recognize that appearances and emptiness are a unity and rest in that, then whatever kinds of thoughts and emotions do arise, any of those can be liberated. And when they're liberated, then our obstacles, then they can no longer be obstacles for us. They can no longer give us suffering. And then we can be free of the bonds of samsara. So this is basically a description.
Yeah, so that's today's topic. So anyway, that once you recognize the natural mind, once you get instruction for the natural mind, then you don't need to stop the thoughts, emotion. Thoughts comes, it's because of your awareness. So awareness is your natural mind. So just be with it. So be happy with it. We have a habit to controlling our thoughts, but just try to relax. Even sometimes if just you have a habit for that, just knowing that you are stopping this, aware of that. And then also you no need to have the hope and fear, because you are in the natural mind. You are in the always in the natural mind. No, you cannot escape from the natural mind. Likewise, and the natural mind is like a sky. When we say sky, first to point out that where is the sky that you are looking up. But once you really know the nature of sky, it's space, which is the everywhere, right now, right here, also there. So similarly, your natural mind is everywhere, anytime, right now, right here, within thoughts, within emotion, within you have a hope and fear, whatever it is, all coming from the natural mind. So just be with it. Just accept it. So that's it. Thank you. And I thought we're going to have a little bit time to meditate, but time is up. So sorry to say that, actually, always this kind of something happens. Anyway, this is because I talk beginning, that's some little bit meaningless things. Anyway, sorry about that. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you so much, Lama Trinley, for the insightful teaching, and Adam Kane for the skillful translation. And thank you, Dinara, for making sure everything is going right in the background. And thank you, everyone, for being here today. And just a reminder that the recording for this session will be available in about 3 days. And I think that should be it. So thank you so much for coming, and have a wonderful rest of your weekend.